Hello.
Good evening. I'm calling from Research Associates, and the purpose of this call is to conduct a survey on public education in New Orleans. We would like to include your responses today. Are you a registered voter in Orleans Parish?
Yes, I am, but I'm not. Okay, what else?
Okay, thank you so much. It will take just a few minutes, really. Are you very interested, somewhat a little interested, or not interested at all in the governor's race and statewide elections in October 2023?
Not really.
Not at all, or just a little?
A little.
A little. And now, do you define your racial classification as African-American or Black, White, Hispanic, or Asian?
Other.
If you have to choose between those four, I just have those four options, I'm sorry, and I need to read everything verbatim.
Okay, read them again. I'm African American.
Okay, thank you for your help. And thinking about the condition of New Orleans public school buildings, just tell me if you are very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, a little, or not at all satisfied with the condition of public school buildings?
Not at all satisfied.
Okay. And do you think that improving and maintaining the condition of the school buildings is very important, somewhat, a little, or not at all?
A lot.
Okay, very important. And when you hear your friends, neighbors, and co-workers discuss the quality of public education in New Orleans, do they express a lot of confidence, some confidence, a little confidence, or not confidence at all?
Not confident at all.
And if the New Orleans Public School had a 20-year millage renewal proposition on the ballot that is dedicated to preserving, improving, and repairing public school facilities, would you definitely vote for, probably vote for, probably vote against, or definitely vote against this proposition?
Definitely vote for it.
And now I'm going to read you two statements, and please tell me which one best reflects your views. The first one, because of the rise in the cost of homeowners' expenses, residents should not support a property tax millage renewal for maintaining and preserving New Orleans public school buildings. Or the second one, maintaining and preserving school buildings for future generations should continue to be a priority. So which one best reflects your views, the first one or the second one?
The second one.
The second one. And now we're almost done with the survey. This is basically the last part. We're 75% of the survey. And thank you so much for your help and your time. Voters are motivated to support a proposition for various reasons. And for each of the following, please tell me if you will be strongly influenced, somewhat influenced, a little, or not at all influenced to support a 20-year millage renewal for public schools where the funds are dedicated to repairing, improving, and preserving public school facilities. The first one is learning that the owner of a $275,000 home currently pay less than $10 a month in property taxes for this existing millage. After hearing that, that will strongly influence you, somewhat, a little, or not at all?
A little.
A little. The next one is learning that the public school district has a facilities management plan to prioritize and monitor how the money is spent. Strongly, somewhat, a little, or not at all influence?
A little.
The next one, learning that this is a renewal of an existing millage for 20 years to 2045. Strongly, somewhat, a little, or not at all influence?
A little.
A little. And the last four, learning that although the federal government invested millions of dollars to rebuild public school buildings after Hurricane Katrina, without funds from this millage, there won't be any money available to maintain and preserve them. After hearing that, strongly, somewhat, a little influence, or not at all?
A little.
A little. And the last three, learning that this is a millage renewal and will not increase your property taxes. Strongly, somewhat influence a little, or not at all?
A little.
And the last two, learning that money is allocated to every public school in the city. Strongly, somewhat, a little, or not at all?
Not at all.
Not at all. And the last one, learning that if the school facilities are not maintained and preserved, it will be more expensive to replace them in the future. After hearing that, strongly influenced, somewhat influenced a little, or normal?
A little.
A little. And now that we have talked about the millage, if the New Orleans Public School had a millage renewal proposition on the ballot that would preserve and maintain all existing public school facilities that will expire in 2045, now that you have a little more information, let me ask you again. Will you definitely vote for, probably vote for, probably vote against, or definitely vote against this proposition?
Probably vote for it.
Okay. And as we conclude this survey, I have to ask you some questions for statistical purposes only. Just three questions. Are you or anyone in your household a parent of child enrolled in a New Orleans public school, a teacher at a New Orleans public school, a staff member or administrator at a New Orleans public school, or not affiliated with New Orleans public school? Not affiliated. And now please stop me when you hear the group that contains your age. 18 to 30, 31 to 49, 50 to 60, or 61 and above?
61 and above.
And stop me when you hear the last grade you completed, please. Some high school graduate, some college or trade school, college grad.
College.
Or... Okay. And do you own or rent your home?
Own.
And this concludes the survey. Thank you very much for your participation. Your opinion is extremely important for us. And thanks again for your help. Your opinion is very important.
Thank you.
Have a great evening.
Okay.
Bye.
You too. Bye.